Today's daf is Krisus daf Tes, Krisus daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis. And let us get into the last skinny line on Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the discussion of Ov and Yidoni and the Chayvi Krisus. So we started the Masechta 2 days ago, and the Mishnah listed off all 36 Chayvei Krisus, 34 of them are Los Ases with Karbanos, or the last two is Mila and Pesach, and those do not get a Karban Chatas. But the Gemara here, the last point that it was being made on the last skinny lines was the question of how do we put together this Mishnah with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that lists off all the Chayvei Niskalin list off Ov and Yidoni, both as two separate Los Ases, while and two separate chiyuvei skila, while here the Mishnah only lists off Baal Ov. If we look back in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah lists off all of the Arayos, and they get it to Megadef, Avodah Zarah, Molech, Baal Ov. Baal Ov right in the middle, right before Mechal Shabbos. And Baal Ov was discussed, exactly what the Isser is, all the different types of Isserim of Ov, and Yidoni, and Chover Chaver, and Ma'onein, and Mechashef, and Menachesh, all the different types of Isserim, and the Machlokas Rishon in between the Rambam and the Ramban, are all of these actions that don't do anything and it's just a waste of time, or they do accomplish something and it's really the dark side and we're not supposed to be involved in it, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But either way, so we get into now the last couple of skinny lines, machlokas of Yochanan and Emre Shlakish. So why is it that in our Mishnah we have Ov and Yidoni, in our Mishnah only Ov is listed, and in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Ov and Yidoni are both listed? So says the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, four lines, fourth to last skinny line, Hol Ushneim Balav Echa Ne'emru. Since the Isser of Ov and Yidoni have one lav, so that's why there's only going to be one carbon for them. And that's why they're only listed as one in our Mishnah. Only Ov is listed. What about, why do you pick Ov and not Yidoni? Why don't you say Yidoni? The Gemara says, Hol Upasach Akasa Babal Ov. Since the Pasach first says Ov before Yidoni, that's why if you're going to choose one, you chose Ov. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah only lists off one, because in Echinami, you're only going to be chayiv one. Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish says there's a different reason why it is going to be that way. Rish Lakish Amar Ha'ol Ve'ein Bo Maisa. Right? That if you look on the bottom right for a second, where Rashi says Ov Yidoni, Ika Beis Misos. There are two Misos listed in the Torah. Ov O Yidoni Mos Yumas. De O Mechalik Ezu Sheyase Yamus. Whichever one you do, you shall die. Ov Yidoni, both Chayav Misa. But V'Lav Echad. But there's only one Lav. Dechsev Lo Yimatzi Becha. Right, Mo'on, and it continues with Ov and Yidoni. V'shol Ov Yidoni, now list going to the Rashi on the top left. V'shol Ov Yidoni, u b'nei karban inu, d'chsiv b'hu kares. V'adever shay shetifna lovos el ha'ovos. Right, this relates to, maybe I just misreferenced before, there are two misos, and there will be two chatos. Right, the question is, Misos Mechalkos L'Chataos, if you would do them together. That was the question that we were asking, and this is an example of that. Right? We have different Misos, and only one Lav. But Rabbi Yochanan says, why they listed only one? Because there's only one Lav related to them. And Rish Lakish says, Hol Ve'ein Bo Maisa. No, Yidoni doesn't have a Maisa. And that's why it's not listed. It's not going to be Chayav Chatos, according to Rish Lakish, because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. What's the difference between Ov and Yidoni? As was described earlier, Ov is where I put the bone in the armpit, and you start flapping your arms to try to bring up the spirits. So that's an action. That's moving around the arms. Yidoni is I just put a bone, Rashi says, whose name is Yadua, into my mouth, and I start talking. So that's not an action. That's less of an action. So that's why Rish Lakish says it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. You're not going to be chayav chatos, and that is why it is not listed in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah lists off the chayvi krisus, but it's also the chayvi krisus which are chayav chatos if one does it b'shokeg. And but if you're not going to have that, that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Good. So now, Reish Lakish, my time, Malamar, Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's all listed as one lav. Amr of Papa, the Chalukin, he bin Misos. Because they're separate in their list of Misos. And therefore, that is good enough. And without the reason of Ein Bo Maisa, you would be two karbanos anyway. So that's what you need the reason of Elav Shein Bamaisa, according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lacha, Chaluka Delav, Avi Chaluka, Chaluka Demisa, Lo Avi Chaluka. No, I wouldn't have thought that about the karbanos, because only if they're Bechuluk in Lavin is that a Chaluka for karbanos, but not a Chiluk of Misa, even though it has a Chiluk of Misa in the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Alomar Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't so? What's the Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan? What about the opposite? Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Alomar Reish Lakish. Kesavar, Mantana Krisus, Rabbi Akivahi. Rabbi Yochanan says that, who is the author of our Mishnah? The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, to Amar Lo Beinan Maisa. You're not going to say that Yidoni is left out because it's a lot of shame on Maisa, because this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva's authorship, who holds that you don't need a lav sheyesh b'maisa in order to be chayev a karbon. V'reish lakish, nehid Rabbi Akiva lo ba'in and maisa rabba, maisa zuta ba'i. No, Rabbi Akiva does have has somewhat of a minimum threshold. You don't need a huge maisa, but you need somewhat of a maisa. Bal'ov, my maisa isbei, hakashas ra'osav. Right, bal'ov is like you're flapping your arms in order to do the incantation. Have a maisa. Megadev, my maisa isbei. Later on in the Mishnah, Megadev is listed. That's why we thought this is a lav she'en bo maisa, because Megadev is on the list, according to the Tanakhama. But according to Rabbi Akiva, what maisa is there? Akima svasav, have a maisa. Akima svasav is a maisa. You're moving your lips. While in the case by ov, the yidoni, where you're just putting the bone into the mouth and not moving anything, you don't even move your mouth, right? Because the bone is in the mouth, you're just making sounds, so then that would not be a maisa, and that would be even less than the maisa zuta. Good. So now the Gemara says, Kasalka daita hakashas zro osaf havi maisa zuta afilu l'rabbanan. So we assume, according to this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Rabbanan hold that Hakashas Ra'osav is a Maisa, because they argue, if you remember, only on Megadef and not on Ov. Later on, the only Machlokas, the Machlokas of the Mishnah, is that they knock out Megadef from the end of the Mishnah. That's why on the back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Achacham Omrim, Afa Megadef is excluded. Shnemar Torah Chasi Yalachem Lo Oseh Bishkaga Yatsa Megadef Sheina Oseh Maisa. So the Megadef is excluded and not Ov. So the Rabbanan hold that Megadef is not a Maisa, while Ov is a Maisa. So the Gemara now asks on that. But didn't we learn in Mesachet Sanhedrin, Bavodas kochavim inochayv el al davar sheish b'maisa kigon shezibech v'kiter v'nisach v'shtachava. What's avodah zarah? So the Gemara lists off the actions, right? If I sacrifice, or I burn, or I pour wine, or I bow down. That's going to be the key one for us. I bow down to the avodah zarah. But the Gemara asks, V'kashalon, hishtachva les b'maisa. And we ask there, how could hishtachava, what are you doing by hishtachava? You're just moving your body? Is that good enough? So the Gemara says, yeah. V'am Reish Lakash amani Rabbi Akiva, hi damar lo b'inan maisa. Reish Lakash answered that, and that's according to the mandavar lav she'en b'maisa. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu teimer rabbanan, kfifas komaso ave maisa. No, moving your body. That's enough of a maisa, according to the Rabbanan. Michlal, and that's Reish Lakish talking. So Michlal, the sphere of the Reish Lakish, libid Rabbanan. Kfifas komasal Rabbanan, lo havi maisa. Hakashas zro osav, havi maisa. So according, Rabbi Yochanan says, kfifas komasal is enough of a maisa. Mashma, that according to Reish Lakish, who didn't give that answer, holds that bowing down is not a maisa. That's why he has to say that Mishnah's Hedrin is, according to the Mandamar Lav Sheimbo Maisa, is good enough. So what's that? Bowing down is not a maisa, but flailing your arms is a maisa. What's the difference? Right? The Rabbanan we're saying now say that bowing down in Sanhedrin is a maisa, while here is not a maisa, while here by Yidoni, or Ov, where they agree to, it is enough of maisa. What's the difference between those two? So Ella, Ki Ka'ama, Reish Lakish, Akasha, Zorosav, Avi Maisa, Zuta, Libet, Rabbi Akiva. It must be he's only going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has that minimum. Aval Rabbanan lo havi maisa. But according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be a maisa, even moving the arms. So the Gemara says, Ihachia, Maitani Yatsu Megadev, Shein Bo Maisa. Swine our Mishnah, do they only knock out Megadev and say that's not good enough of a maisa? Nisni Yatsu Megadev u Balov. Should have knocked out Balov also, if the Rabbanan don't think that's a maisa. So the Gemara answers, Chadim Itarti Ktani. Right? They knock out one of them. Really, but other one, if they say they knock out one for this svara, so we should understand that the other one is also knocked out also for the same svara that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. stop there for a moment. Lav Shem Amaisa, as we know, is in Lokan Alav, we paskin. You don't get malchus for Lav Shem Amaisa. All the other unique type of lavim that are not dumya de lav de chasima, similar to the lav of muzzling, Lav Shem Amaisa, Lav Anita Lav Shem Amaisa Bezdin, Lav Anita Glase, all of those lavim. Interesting discussion in Choshe Mishpat, in the Shulchan Aruch. We know the Shulchan Aruch tells us there, Sibyl Lamadal, all those that are psula machmas avera. What makes a person pasul la'edus? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Rasha is pasul la'edus. Even afilu eid kasher, she yodea b'chaveru shehu Rasha, ve'ein adayana makir, v'sho asul al-harimo. You can't be made. So who is a Rasha? What's the definition of a Rasha that a person is not allowed to testify with? Ezeo Rasha, kol she'aver avera she'chayavim alav malchus, ve'ein sarach lomar, and surely Mises Bezdin, or worse. But any person that habitually does an avera shechayavin alav malchus, right? That's why. Why? Because the Shema says that Beisha Torah kara lahani Rasha dechsev v'haya im binakos haRasha v'chayvi krisus v'chal chayvi malchus nenu v'chsev asher hu Rasha lamus. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the question is asked by the Achronim. So what about all of these lavin that you don't get malchus for? So those are not pasul la'edus. What's the reason that you're pasul la'edus? Says the Tumim, Rav Yonos and Ibishitz. Says the Tumim, important Tumim, here in the beginning of Siman Lama Dalet. Vinira, what about a lav shanitel l'shoshes misas bezdin? You know why you don't get malchus? Because you could have gotten misa for that. What, you're not going to be pasul la'edus for that? That's even worse. It's just that you gave the wrong asra. So the Tumim says you're going to be pasul for that. You don't get malchus for technical grounds. Kol ha'lavin shanitel l'shoshes misas bezdin, t'kaim alon ein lokan aleyem, mikol makom nifsal. Dizeu eino l'kalus ha'iser, rak machmas chomar ha'iser. Because it's so chamur. Ukimochein, lavanita glase. Says the Tumim the same thing with the lavanita glase. You're not going to get malchus because the chiyuv is really on him. You just have a different way to get out of it with the asay. But it doesn't mean it's any less of an iser when it was done, says the Tumim. Ubeemezi bitlo alokima, like the Gemara says in Malchus, if you're mevatel the opportunity of doing the asay according to some amorim, you would be chayav malchus. But I think you would not be pasul la'edus. That's different than the other ones. Because the reason the lav shein b'maisa is not to get malchus is because it's more kal. Av lav shein b'maisa, the kaimalon, shein lokan alav, v'hu l'kalus ha'inyan, ho v'lo avid maisa, patr atzor mimalchus, kilo avad iser b'foel. Bizu lo nifsal adas harambam min hatorah ki eino iser kol kach chamor. So that's a very important chiluk the Tumim has between nitan l'asharim mises bezdin and lav nitan glasei versus lav she'ein bo maisa. And he uses this yisod to answer questions that were asked by others, but that's his yisod. Then he gets into what about if you just don't give the right hasra? That's why you're not going to get malchus. Hasra safik, right? And others, issues. But anyway, that's an important yisod by the Tumim. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, now that we have said that according to the Rabbanan, they just knocked out one out of two. But really, the Rabbanan say they're both lav shein bo maisa, and you wouldn't be chayav a karban. So why do you exclude Megadif explicitly and not Balov explicitly? Megadif is strictly the chiddush is by Megadif. The kares of Megadif is written in the context surrounded by chiyuve chatos in the Torah. Maybe he would agree in that case. He would still not agree, even though it's in the context of karbanos. Good. Ula Amar. Ula gives a different answer, while Ov is not excluded. In general, maybe the Ov that you're talking about is not going to be enough of a Maisa, just flapping your arms. But, I mean, you have to do a Maisa with something. You can't just move your body. Right? Why is that called the Lav Sheva Maisa? Bowing down or flapping arms. Because people move. People, just moving our body is not called a Maisa in this case, according to the Rabbanan. You have to do something. You have to have something involved, something active. But Ula gives it says is another way of violating Ov. Ula Amar Bal Ov Diktani Bimakater L'Sheit, where I burn something to a demon. If I burn something to a demon and try to connect to the demon in that way, so that is a Maisa, and that's also a form of Ov. There's a different type of Ov. Both of them are Chayiv Midaraisa Kares. The only difference is the b'chatas, if he did it b'shokeg, right? If it's a maisa or not. Makat l'shed is a maisa. So maskal v'ravayim kain haino avodos kochavim. Isn't that avodah zara? So that shouldn't be a separate item on our list. El amarava mikat l'shed amnas l'chabre. That's serving him. You're just trying to connect to him. Rashi, she yischaber elav v'yisayenu b'kshafav. You want some help. You want some connections with your kishuf. V'lo kiter lo l'shem eloa. Right, you don't want to accept him as a god, as a power. You just want to connect him to use his powers. So that's the, and again, remember, as I just alluded to before, the Ramban would say, there's something real here. You're just not allowed to do it. The Rambam would say, what you're doing is worthless, and you're wasting your time. Right? And machlokas that comes up a number of times. So, imkein, amar le'abaye, imkein, hainu chov v'chaver. If you're just trying to connect to the other side, so isn't that the isra of chov v'chaver, which is not an isra karis? That's just an isra lav. Right, in that world of incantation type of averus. So Amrale, Hatorah Amra Chover, Chover Kagon Zebeskila. This type of connecting to the dark worlds is Chayiv Misa. The other Chover Chovers are not. Right? There are different types of Chover Chovers also. El Chover Chover de Balav Hadeinu. So what's the Chover Chover that's just Elosa say? Not Misa. Amrale, that's just gathering animals together. Kidatanya, the chover chover, echad chover gadol, echad chover katav. Doesn't matter if you're gathering large animals or small animals. If you the chover ledechashim akrabim chayev, that's an avera. That's not a misa, meaning connecting to them, but gathering together. Amar baya haiman deboy lemitzvah zibur vaakraba aser. Person wants to put together a bee and a scorpion aser because of asrei shari. If they're following you and you're doing it to save yourself, then that will be allowed. That's mutter. That's protection. But Stam would not be allowed. Fine. Next. L'Rav Yochanan. So, okay, we've explained who the Deya in the Gemara is. Why is Magadef excluded? Why is Ov not excluded? Why is it only say Ov and not Yudoni? L'Rav Yochanan, Dabar Kvif Eskobaso, Havim Maisa, Akim Asvasav, Nevi Maisa, Gavim Magadef. According to Rav Yochanan now, that was all within Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, who says, flapping your arms by Ov is a Maisa, so why is Megadev excluded then? Is there any difference between flapping your arms and moving your lips? Right, they're both moving parts of your body without involving anything else. So according to Rabbi Yochanan's, according to the Rabbanan, why is flapping your arms a Maisa while moving your lips by Megadev not? Amarava, shiny Megadev, hoel v'yeshno, belev. Megadev is different. Now this gets into Lamdas. I don't know if I've mentioned Makrisis. I remember many years ago, my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, once said there are certain Masechtas that the Lamdas in the Masechta is graphically reflected in the language of the Masechta in many lines of the Gemara. I remember him saying, "Yeah, like Masechtas Krisis." So we have to keep our eyes open to Masechtas Krisis to see the Lamdas not even under the surface, but at the surface. So here the Gemara says, "Hol Magadif, Hol V'Yeshna Malev." What does that mean? Meaning, don't look at the physical action, not look at the essence of the Isser. Megadef, even if you want to say technically it's the same level of physical activity, but the Iker Isser is in the heart. And the physical activity is just a measure of how much it is in your heart. Just to give a mashal, we've mentioned in the past, often losach mode. According to the Rambam, losach mode is only violated if I make the guy give it to me. I beg him to, so he gives it to me. But it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, so you don't get malchus. So the Rehavit says, how can you say that it's only violated when you make the guy sell it to you, but it's a lav she'ein bo maisa? That's just two opposites. So the way the Achronim explain it, the Stipler and others, is that no, be'i karon, it's an iser shebelev. But the sheer, how much of the iser shebelev is it? Only once you make the guy sell it to you. That shows how much it's ingrained in your heart. So here too, if a person, you know, thinks about cursing God, chas v'shalom, that's not enough of an isser to be chayav misa. But once one does it, but it's still belief. See, Rashi has two lashonos on the bottom of the previous amud. Let's read the second one. He says it's ikker. Ho v'yeshna belief. Ikker isuro b'machsheves halev. V'ein kan maisa. U'mashe medaber eino ela mashmia isuro. It's just the letting the isser, you know, be reflected. Aval kfifas komaso, but by bowing down, the ikker, bowing down is the bowing down. Right? That itself is the isser. Right? So therefore, there's a difference between avodah zarah and megadef. Avodah zarah and megadef. Avodah zarah has a key part of it as the action itself. continuing there. So Rava says, Megadif Isser is Balev, Aval Ba'alma Akiba Svasav Avi Maisa. But in general, it would be a Maisa, but Megadif is different. Megadif, the Iker, is the shear of the inside. Masav Rav Zera, Zera says, okay, let's hear something else. What about Edim Zomimim? Yatsu Edim Zomimim She'ein Bo Maisa. Edim Zomimim are excluded from a karban because they do not do a maisa, because they're just talking. So via maiha a peak siv bohen. What's that? Aren't Edom Zomamin focused on the mouth, not like Megadef? And therefore we could ask the same question on Edom Zomamin. Edom Zomamin should be a maisa, right? Just like Akimas Svasav should be a maisa by Megadef, but it's not because Iker Belev, but Edom Zomamin Iker is bepeh. Alpi, answer Amarava. No, shiny Edom Zomamin hova yeshnan. Argirsa biriya. The Iker Isser is in the Re'iyah, in the seeing. What does that mean? They didn't see anything. So what does it mean, biriyah? They made up the whole story. Rashi has this Girsa of Re'iyah. Hoveshna biriyah. Iker edusan biriyas ha'ayin. Shemeidin masherau. Even though they didn't see it. But the Edus is about what they saw. Hilkach lochasha maisa. The Iker is the content of their words, not their words. And therefore, it is not going to be also, not the focus isn't the Maisa. So what exactly does that mean? If you look in the Rif, there is no Rif on Krisus. If you look in the Rif on Sanhedrin, where Edom Zomamin is discussed, on Tez Zayin, Mabez, and Dafi Rif, the Rif has a different Girsa. He quotes our Gemara, and he has a Girsa leaving out the Reish. Leave out the Reish in the word Re'iyah. Parak Rava, Hoel, and take out a Yud. Shani Edom Zomin Hol V'Yeshnan Be'aya Aleph Yud Hey. What does that mean? Klomar Afalpi She'enon Belev She'eno Bemaisa Yesh Bahen Sad Acher She'eno Maisa. It could be that there is no Maisa. Kamo Alev She'eno Maisa. It could be done without a Maisa. Right, this gets into the sugya of how do you define Laf She'eno Maisa and Yesh Bemaisa. So the Rif is saying here, if it could be done without a Maisa, that is a Laf She'eno Bemaisa. Even if you do a Maisa, right? It reminds us of that. The Sefer Chinuch often says that by the Isser of Nekama and by others. But what does this mean? It means if one of the Edim testified, and then the Beis Din says to the second aid, what do you think? Do you agree? And he says, aye. Right? Without moving anything. He says, aye. Aya. Right? So without even moving his lips, he could do the Aveira without moving, and that's why it's a Lav She'ema Maisa. V'yamar al-Chaveir, kachata meir kamo she'eid chaveir chav, v'amar aye, o ayin. Right? That's not moving anything. And then the riff gets into different guttural and non-guttural sounds. The kivan sheyeshin ba'aya ubon edusan ubain edusan edus. V'yavavi she'en b'hem hakatzas svasayim. She'osios elu be'osios hagaron. V'ein b'hem hakatzas svasayim she'ish b'hem maisa. And therefore, even though some do, some don't. And that's why, he says fascinatingly, the riff getting into a little hashkafa, when it says Hashem created the world with a hey, b'hi bar'am. The hey bar'am. Why dafka hey, right? Hey aleph. Lefi shekal ha'osios adam kofetes piv be'eshem motziyam. Because by the other letters, a person does some type of effort with them. But not with a hey. It's just like, hey, you don't move your lips, you don't move your tongue, you don't move your teeth. So that's ki lu kaviyachol. Hashem didn't have to expend any effort when he created the world. Kacha gadosh baruch hu bar'am below yigia u below ma'isa. Right, and that's the Behe Baram, and that's a Raya Lepirushenu, but that's what the Rif says here, Tez Zayin of Aveis in the Daf Rif in Sanhedrin. He has a different Girsa of Aya. The other shot that it, the other message that maybe even according to Rashi, what does it mean, Hel V'yeshna B'ri'ya, going back to the other Girsa, right, that might mean, again, we're not enough time to go into it, because the Dafim here in Krisis are very large, we gotta keep as much as we can moving, but we've discussed in the past, not recently, the idea that an Eid Zomeim is not so much punished for his maisa, but for his status. Reb Chaim brings a number of rights to that. According, again, this is some of the Achronim say this, what he calls a shame aid zomim, chalos shame aid zomim, not because of the maisa, what he did, because after all, we know he didn't do it. Kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa. Right, if he succeeded, then he wouldn't be chayiv. He's only chayiv if he tried. And there are other ayahs, machlokas, when he's puzzled from l'mafreya or mikano l'haba, right, very unusual, mikano l'haba, Right? Why Mikana Lahaba? Right? He didn't, right? He testified he did the Aveira weeks ago. Why should he only be Nifsal now? And many other, riyas, that there's something unique about Izomim. So maybe that's also what's behind this line of the Gemara. That he's not being punished for his maisa, he's being punished for his status. And maybe that's what's emphasized by Hova Yeshnan Bereiya, de-emphasizing the maisa. It's about what they're testifying about, which gives him a certain status, and not what he did, actually. So again, that might be behind behind that as well. Okay, let's continue. Next item on the list in the Mishnah Daf Beis, Ha'ochel Chelev. So if somebody eats Chelev, that was on the list of the Chayvei Krisus and the ones that were Chayv Achatas, if one did it be Shogeg. So Ochel Chelev, the Tanur Rabbanan, the rest of the Daf is going to be about Chelev and related issues. Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Chelev Shar V'Ches V'Eiz Lo Sochelu. The Pasuk says, don't eat Chelev of any of these animals, non-kosher fats. Shuman is kosher fat, Chelev is non-kosher. So not allowed to eat Chelev, Shar, Kesev, or Eiz. L'Chayev HaKalachas V'Achas Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Machlokes about Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel says, if I eat Chelev of all these three animals, I'm Chayev three Malkios. No, only chayev one. One malchus. The Achron of the Rishonim already discuss. We're going to have a concept a little bit later called gufin muchlakin. Right? If there are different items, different beings, that's machalik the averis. If a person is mizane with two nidas in one helam, so then that's two karbanos, because it's two gufin. So do you apply gufin muchlakin to animals? Right? Not just to people. So that's a discussion. And one further question, do you apply it to only animals that are alive? Or even if they are dead? Right, if they're shchutis, that's a discussion. The Tosfos Yishanim, later on at Daf Tesvav, seems to say you do not apply it to animals. And the Tosfos Rid at the end of Kiddushin, at Daf Ayin Zayin, says you do apply it to animals. Right, we'll have to get to that. The Aruch Lener also discusses this here, maybe only animals while they are alive. Not after, and that's why the Aruch Lener says right here, the Chacham say you only chayv one, even though it's shor, chesed, eis. But you're eating the chaylev after they're dead, so therefore you would not say gufun mechlakin here, even if you say it elsewhere. Okay, so name baka miflegi. So what's this machlokas about? How many malchus do you get for eating chaylev of the three? Made baka miflegi the Rabbi Shmuel, savar lokin alav shebeklalus. For abundance, savar in lokin alav shebeklalus. Maybe this is a type of lav shebeklalus. Right, a general, it's a lav that includes shor, chesed, and eis. So that's the machlokas. The Rabbi Shmuel says you do get malchus on each and every one, three. Rabbanan say you don't get three, right? You only get one, right? So it's not uncommon. The Sasemis here discusses this is not the normal kind of lav shebeklalus where you have a general pasuk that includes a lot of different things. Here you have separate words in the Torah, right? Shor, chesed, and eis. Lav shebeklalus is lo sochlu al adam. Right, says the Tzvasemes here. Venera, de einze kamo kol avshe beklalos, kamo losocho al adam, de kol el kama mine aviros nifradim, de baze afilu chada lo laki. There you maybe don't even get one malchus. Here, it's all one iser. It's just different animals. That's different than the five totally different aviros included in losocho al adam. Here, the iser is eating chelev. The chelev of what? So it's not the common usage of lav shebeklalus. That's why it's a different idea. And he says maybe it's even meduyuk in Rashi. If you want to look at Rashi, Rashi also says that he's alluding to this, that you're still going to get one malchus here. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. How many is this lav shebeklalus? Would you get malchus on this type of lav shebeklalus? La'olam no, Savar Bishrael ain't logan lav shebeklalus. Rabbi Yisrael says you would not get separate malchus for this type of lav shebeklalus. V'shayni hacha, let me ask you le'kroi. But here, there's extra words in the pasuk. Nichtov kra kol chelav lo sochelu. Shor chesav eiz lamali. Why do you have to list off all the animals? Shmamina lachalik. So Rabbi Yisrael says the extra words teach me extra malchus. V'rabbanon, iloksiv shar v'chesav a'ez. No, the Rabbanon say it's not extra, and therefore you only have one with these words. If it wouldn't have said shar v'chesav a'ez, hava mina filu chelav chaya b'mashma. I would have thought even the chelav of a chaya is included in the yisur, and that's not true. Chelav of a chaya is mutter. Right? I would have thought even chelav of a chaya. L'achiksiv shar v'chesav a'ez. L'meimra, the chelav shar v'chesav a'ez u'da'asar av a chelav t'chaya. Shari, of the Chaya Shari, it's Mutter. Right, we know the two main differences between Chaya and Behema is Chelev. Chelev of Chaya is Mutter, and the Chelev of Behema is Asur, and Kisui Hadam. Kisui Hadam is a mitzvah that only applies to Chayos and not to Behemos. Those are the two major differences between Chayas and Behemos. So Gemara says, Shaper Kamrile. Oh, so isn't this a good claim that it's not extra? You need it to exclude Chaya. So back to the question of what's the svar for Rabbi Shmuel? Why does it your Chayv in each one? It's not extra. Elahayna time with Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, different try. Number two, the kasavar imkain lichtov kol chelev shar lo sochelu kesav eiz lamali. You could have only said one of them. Why do you have to say all three? Shma mina lechalek. It must be to teach me malchus on each and every one. So for Rabbanan Savri, no, you can't learn, you can't just say Shar. Ikaz Rachmana kol chelav Shar hava, mina nelav Shar Shar Misinai. I would have learned Shar from Har Sinai, or from Shabbos is the other girsa. Right? It says your oxen can't do malach on Shabbos, but it really means all animals. Ma gabe Sinai, chayev ofa chayosiben, af gabe achila chayev ofa chayosiben. I would have included all animals, even chayos, if it just said Shar. Lachik siv Rachmana, Shar v'chesav eiz lameimer da'ani da'asur aval chayev of Shari. So again, a good kasha on Rabbi Shmuel. Shaper kamerle. So elahayna time a third try. Right, this is the reason for Rabbi, right, the Shimon Kubetzes says there's no word shor by Har Sinai. That's why they changed the girsa to Shabbos. Shor chavacham or chavachulu. So elahayna time a third try. The ksava nechtov kol chelav kesev lo sochelu. Inami kol chelav eiz lo sochelu. Okay, see one of the other two words. Shor v'kesev eiz l'amalishma. I'm another chalik. What do you have to say? All three. You could have said one of the other words. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Ikasav kol chelav kesev. If you only would have had that one by the sheep, havamina chelav kesev asur v'shor v'eishari. I would have then limited it. Too much. Why? Why would I have limited the kesev? Because that's animal, a type of animal that has a special din of chelav by its karbanos. Only its tail is chukrav on the mizbeach. Remember at the beginning of Psachim, right? Given from the tail, right? That was the trick there. Yehuda ben Maseira, you know, set up the arama. But it's avalia. Ukitanya, Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chananya says, lama mana kasev emurim b'shar emurim b'kasev emurim b'eiz. Why does the Torah have to tell me by the burning of the fats of the bechor? Why does it have to say it by all three? Dechsev ach bechor shor vigomer, and it says repeats all of them. Right? The Shimon Kubetzes quotes the whole pasuk. Bechor chesev. O b'char eiz v'chulu, so it's richi, because you need all three. Because it's a chumr by each one of the types of the animals. Because of shor, havamina kesef, v'eiz lo yafin amine. Maybe only shor requires the burning of the fats. Not the other two. Mikikin l'mifrach ma'la shor shkein nisrabim nisachim. Shor has the largest libation quantity. So maybe that's more machmir. Nichtav rachmana, v'kesef neil of shor v'eiz v'kesef. So why do you only say kesef? Mikikin l'mifrach ma'la kesef shkein nisrabim ba'alya. Right, you have to burn the tail. That's what makes it unique. Nevda Rachmana Eiz v'neilav shor v'kesev minei ikal mifrach mala eishikin esraba eitzal v'ras kochavim. A goat is brought for the isra of avodah zara b'shogeg, unlike special din if the tzibur does, or the yachid, right? A yachid does avodah zara b'shogeg, he brings an ace, right? The tzibur brings a par, but a special din by an ace. That's why each one of them couldn't have taught you the other ones by burning the fats of a bechor. So Gemara says, okay. Maybe you could have written two out of three, not just one. Min chad lo yalfina, nechtov tarti, v'nelef chademi tarti, when you learn one from two. So Gemara says, hey din nelef, which one should you leave out? Shor mikesav ha'ez, islam pircha. No, each one of them, we would have said, no, there's something about these two. Ma'ala kesav ha'ez, shein nisrabo eitzal pesach. Kesav ha'ez could be used for a karman pesach and not par. Right, so maybe that's what makes it unique. Lo nechtov, there is an unusual girsa on this line. Shimon Kubetzes here in Os Tezvav quotes, maybe Kesev and Eiz are different because they can be used for carbon tumid, unlike Shor. And that's a question that the Gilyon asks here. Where do you see that you could ever use a goat for a carbon tumid? Right, you always have to use, right? Eina Muvan, it says in the Gilyon on the side of the Shimon Kubetzes. Tumbatamik siv kvasim b'nei shano, me'echetesi neima de'izim kshirim latumid, v'tzarachiyim. That's a discussion of some of the achronim on the Shid Mukubetzes. You know, where this girsa that you could use a goat for, use an aiz for a carbon tamid, where the Rambam says beferish, not in the Maisar Karbanis and Aleph Tezvav, right? The Rambam says, what do you use for, chatas, it says, kol chatas yachid, he quotes it, by the carbon tamid, kol carbon tzibur zacharim. V'chol chatos shel tzibur min ha'ez o min ha'bakar v'ein b'hem min ha'kvasim. V'chol olos tzibur min ha'kvasim o min ha'bakar v'ein lam olam min ha'ez. There's no olam min ha'ez. Right? So again, that's an unusual girsa. It might be a Yerushalmi that alludes to it in the fourth parak of Brachas, but we'll leave that for now. So you can't just say kesev and eis. Lo nifto b'kesev v'neilof b'shar v'eis is lo m'pircha ma'ala shar v'eis shekin is shar v'eis lo avodas kachavim. No, those two are in the avera of avodas zara. Eis for a yachid, shar for a tzibur. Lo nifto v'eis v'neilof b'shar v'chesev is lo m'pircha ma'ala shar v'chesev shekin bo yesh sad ribuy mizbeach. There's something that the mizbeach gets. Shar gets extra nesachim. Kesev gets the emur, the tail. So hilkal yafi mahadadi. So that's why you can't just say two out of three. But we're back to our original question. The words in the Torah are not extra. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know? You get three malchus if you eat all these chalefs. So shaper kamarle. So ela liolam time of Rabbi Shmuel get arena meikara. Go back to the first. Timke nichtov kol chalef alishtov. Don't say any of them. My amrit hi the cause of shar v'chesav is lemishri chalef chaya. What you needed to matir. You need to list all of these to say these are aser. But chay is mutter. Hakas of korban yonat the kachim. The pasuk of the Isra of Chalev is written in the context of karbanos. V'davar halamed mein yano. And you learn there's no chayis by karbanos. So you know it's talking about behemoths. So mechal, the rabbanon sabi lo yafin davar halamed mein yano. The rabbanon don't hold of that concept. Learn based on context. Lo, the kuli alma yafin davar halamed mein yano. You usually do learn based on context. V'hacha balka mifliki. But here, this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael, savar lamedim lav mi lav. Rabbi Yishmael says you learn context from context, when you're in the context of lav, from a lav context. And now we skip the next three lines, the Gra takes it out, v'lav mi kares. And you can learn from the context, lav from lav, or lav from kares. Skip three lines, go to the after the parentheses, v'rabanan, lav mi lav yalfinan, lav mi kares, lo yalfinan. You just learn it from lav, not lav from kares. Right, so it's limited, and that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that Chaylev is, Chay is going to be mutter. V'ba yisei mahayna tamayna d'rabanan. Or a different reason why the Rabbanan think that the Pasuk is not extra. And that's why you're only going to be Chayev on Malkus. Kedam alei Rav Mari l'razid. Ela me'ata alya d'chulin titzar. Rav Mari asked Rav Zid, maybe just like you have to give the alya to burn it by the keves, so maybe the alya of chulin should be also to eat if it's considered a Chaylev. Amar le alech amar kro. Kol Chaylev shar v'chesav v'eiz. Dibra davar shav v'bishlashtun b'inan v'leka. The only thing that's really chaylev is something that applies to all three. That's not the tail. Hilkach ki asa shor v'chesav eiz l'mishri al yedachulenu da'asa. And that's why it's not extra. Rabbi Yisrael amar l'chad. Rabbi Yisrael again trying to defend the fact that it's extra, and that's why you're going to be chayv three malchus for each one. Im kein le'makra kol chaylev shor v'chesav eiz l'malish v'amin al l'chalik. Right, if you wanted to be matir the isle of chulin, you could have just said it by two. Why do you have to have eiz? Shmamina l'chalik. Adkan, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi the Chachamim, about how many Malkas am I going to get if I eat all three Chalifs of Shar, Kesef, and Eis. So now the Gemara says, that Machlokas is only by Malkas. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Again, and we could talk more about Karban Pesach a little bit, the uniqueness of Karban Pesach. Remember the Meshachachma in Parshas Baha'aloscha, about the uniqueness of Karban Pesach being the anti-Avodah Zarah Karban. That's why they had to bring it right away. And that's why it was. There's a havamina that every ger brings a karban pesach. There's a lot of rayas that he has in that piece. But Rabbi Chanina now says, "I'm Rabbi Chanina. Mod Rabbi Shmuel linyan karban shei maybe alachadas achas. If you do all these three yisuri chelav b'shogeg, you only have one karban. You have three malchus b'mezid, but only one karban b'shogeg. You only have one. My taima de lo dami hadein lav the lav darayas, because there's only one lav mentioned, and you need separate lavim for Chatos, Arayas have a separate law for each one. But this one does not. It has the one pasuk. Period. Tana Rabbanan. V'asa, now we're going to argue on that. But that's what we say. Rabbi Shmuel even agrees to that. Tana Rabbanan. V'asa, there's a pasuk by Karbanos that we might be familiar with from Masechta Shabbos. V'asa me'achas mehena. And we're going to darshin achas and me'achas and hena and mehena. V'asa achas v'asa hena. L'chayev al achas v'achas. You're chayev on each one. Shem achal chelev v'chelev v'shem echad. V'shnei halamos chayev shtayim. If you eat chelev, one shem iser in two different time periods with a break in the middle, shnei halamos, you're still chayev two. Shtei shemos be'alam echas, chayev shtayim. Two different types of chelev, like chelev of kidneys and chelev of intestines, a chelev. So you're chayev two, but one helam, you're also chayev two. Right, it's going to be against what we said before, Rabbi Shmuel. So Amalei Rabbi Racham Rav Chisda Bishlama. What's the case? Shem Echad Mishnehe Leimos Chayev Shtaim. I understand if you eat one the same Isser in two different Alamos, you Chayev two. Bishum Ta Alamos V'Chalken. Because the fact that you knew in between breaks it up. That's why you Chayev two Karbanas. Eloshnei Shemos Be'Alamachas Amai Chayev Shtaim. But if it's the same two different Averis in the same two different Chaylevs in the same Helam, why you Chayev Shtaim? Habin and Alamos V'Muchlochin V'Leka. So Amar Leach, Amai Eskinan, could go into Achal Chelev de Nosar. Now, when do you Chayev 2 if you ate Chelev of Nosar? De Mechayev Nosar, Mishum Chelev. That's when you're Chayev 2. It's two different Averis you did. Two totally different Averis. Amar Leach, Amkein, Chayev Nami, Mishum Kodes. So why aren't you Chayev also for the Isra Me'ila? Right? So make it three. El Amar Evshesh is going to Achal Chelev de Hektish. Okay, forget Nosar. Ye Chelev of Hektish. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Achal Chelev Nevela, Achal Chelev Mugdashin Chayev. Shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chelev Mugdashin Loke Shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says, you chayev, if you Chelev Mugdashin Loke Shalosh, because it's Chelev and the Chelev of Hektish and Me'ila. So you chayev all three, two Mishum Chelev, and that's what it means, two Shemos in one Helam, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you can be chayev for two Shemos of Chelev in one Helam. The Chelev and the Chelev, because Chelev of Chulin, right, there's also Aser. Right, it's a chelev and a chelev of hektish. So machach v'lebe ma'arava. So once you're doing that, so why don't you just learn as follows? Kugon nukme kugon de chelev shor chesav ezer bishmali damar loke shalosh. Why don't you just say he's talking about malchus and it's Rabbi Shmuel that you're going to get three? So the Gemara says no. The Brisa is talking about shogeg. So Gemara says amai lo ukma k'Rabbi Shmuel. So damar chanina modar Rabbi Shmuel. Then you carbon. We just said up above. Rabbi Shmuel agrees by carbon she'eno chayev elachatas achas. Rabbi Shmuel agrees by Shogeg that you're only Chayev one of us. He only says it by Malchus. And the Brisa that we just mentioned is talking about Karmanos. We're not talking about Mazes. So Gemara says, Hashanayim Eler Rabbi Yehuda Lomitukma. One second, but doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also agree by Shogeg? To Amar Eliezer Modohai Rabbi Yehuda Linyi Karban Shein Mevi Elachatas Achas. Or Rabbi Yehuda also only says a Shita by Chatos. Rabbi Yehuda about the three Yisurim, the two of Chelev. He also says it by Karbanos and not by he only says it by Malchus, not by Karbanos. Say, Alam Reish Lakesh, Mishum Bar Tu'utni, Hachamay Eskinan, Kon Sha'achlan, Bishnei Tamchuyin. When did we say two Shemos in one Helam is going to be Chayev? If you ate it in two pots, what does that mean? You prepared the Chelam in two different ways. One of them you boiled, and one of them you cooked. And according to the opinion that says, that's Mechalik. V'yalibad, Rabbi Yishmol, Da'amar Tamchuyin Mechalkim. Right, Rashi says in the bottom of Amar Aleph, Tavshil and Sleep. Right, roasted and cooked. So you can have roasted and cooked. So that's, and we're going to have later on, that's enough to be mechalek, two different averus. Period. Okay, now let's go back and talk about it. Gufa, achal chelev nevela lo keshtayim, chelev mugdashin lo keshtayim. The rice that we just had up down on the bottom of Amar Aleph, v two nevelas, chelev and nevela, you get two averus and mugdashin. Right, nevela is chelev and nevela, mugdashin is chelev and hektish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chelev mugdashin lo keshalosh, because it's two chelev averus. Chelev of Chulin, Chelev and Chelev of Hektish. Amar Rav Shizhi LaRava, Bishnah, Rabbi Huda, I understand, because there are three different sukkim. Haina Dachsivi Vikrai, Chukas Olam, Chol Chelev Shor V'Chesav Eiz Lo Sochelu, Chol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh, Hatzlas Alavin. El Rabbana Mai Taima, why only two? Aren't there three psukim? So Kasavri, Lav De Chukas Olam B'Kachim, V'Lav De Chelev Shor B'Chulin. There's no overlap. One is Chelev by Kachim, one's Chelev by Chulin. So you're not going to count those as double. You're not going to get two Averis for that. That's one Aver of Chelev, depending which one you're eating. V'tzrichin, you need both. They're not extra. Di kas rachmana b'kachim. If I only had the Isra of Chelev, I kachim avamina kachimu, the chamiri, the asr chelbo. Kachim is asr. It's more chamor than chulin. Ava chulin emalo. Maybe chulin chelev would be mutter. Mishamachi kas rachmana kol chelev shar. Okay, that's what you have to have. You have to have kol chelev shar. The girsa that we have here is Avachulin emalo. Rashi has a girsa, second line on top. Avachulin de usser chelbo emalo. Right? Chulin de usser. What do you mean, usser chelbo? We're trying to say it's not usser chelbo. So Rashi says it means chulin, who you want to think that the chelev is usser, it won't be usser. And Rashi says that's an unusual type of lashon. He calls it girsa Yerushalmis. Lashon hafachu, lashon girsa Yerushalmis, which I saw some of them say, does not mean that it's a Yerushalmi. Doesn't mean that there's a Talmud Yerushalmi on Kachim. There is no Yerushalmi on Kachim. It means the language that's used sometimes in Yerushalmi, right? But not Dafka, that it's Talmud Yerushalmi. That's an interesting Lashon. Good. Stats of it only says Kachim Unum non Chulin. Because of our call Chelav Shor, Havimino Chelav the Chulin who's Aser. Mishum Delo Hutar Mechlalo. I would have thought only Chelav Chulin is Aser. Why? Because there's never a heter of Chelav by Chulin. Of a Chelav Mugdashin to Hutar Mechlalo, there is a heter. What's the heter? Right, the alya of the shor and the a's is mutter, right? Maybe that's what it means. Pashtus hava mina midehutar besaran ishtri nami chelban tsrichi. What does this girsa mean? So again, some change this girsa. What do you mean hutar besaran? We're talking about maybe once the alya is mutter, the rest of the chelav is mutter, right? But again, the achronim try to maybe change the girsa here, taking out the word besaran. But the Aruch Laner says he thinks luli de mistafina, a different shot, he would have said by kachim, maybe I would have thought just like the basar becomes mutter after zrikas hadam, maybe chelav also comes mutter after zrikas hadam. That's a reason why you would say it's lahakel by kachim, and that's why you have to have both isurim, and that's the rabbanim. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar ki ksiv chelav shar binyanet the kachim ksiv. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, Chelav Shar is written by the context of Kachim, and therefore you can learn from within the context. Where they don't hold to that, so the same thing we said on Amar Aleph. Lo, the Kuli Alma Yafina Davar Lame Meinyano, Vahacha, Bahaka Meflagir. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lameidim, Lami Lav, Alami Kares, Rabbanan Savi, Lami Lav Yafina, Lami Kares, Lo Yafina. Period. Okay, we skip the parentheses. And we continue. Again, there's a lot more here, but on Krisus, we're going to have to make sure we get through the Gemara and see how far, very large dafim, often, and Krisus, and we'll have to see what we have time for. Tana Rabbanan, Rashi changed the girsa too, from Tanya. Tana Rabbanan. Kol chelev v'chol dam lo so chelu. So now we're going to talk about the connection between chelev and dam. We went from talking about within the world of chelev to chelev and dam, the same pasuk. It's two of the Surim here listed in Mishnah. Kochelev chadal osachelev. Machelev lokeshtayim avdam lokeshtayim. Just like chelev gets double malchus lokeshtayim. We'll see why. Avdam lokeshtayim. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says there's a hekesh, and each one, machelev is going to get be lokeshtayim. Right? Rashi quotes the girsa, and then he explains it. So, Rebbe Yehuda, chamomrei in boilas are achas, only one. So, maestro, the chelev, the lokeshtayim, below hekesha. So, according to Rebbe, the chachamim say, chamomrei in boilas are achas, dam only is chayev one. So, maestro, chelev, the lokeshtayim, below hekesha, dechsebe trei kroy. But according to the chachamim, chelev gets two malchus without the hekesh because it says two psukim. Kol chelav chadam lo sochelo, kol chelav shar v'chesef. So dam nami b'lav hekesha nilkishtayim. Dam also has two psukim. Dechsev beit shrei lavin. Kol chelav chadam lo sochelo, chadam lo sochelo, b'chol moshpo sechem. Lo ofa la behema. What's the difference between isurim of dam and isurim of chelav? Ela ema, rather, this is what the brisa means. Ma chelav lokesh shalosh av dam lokesh shalosh. Three. So the Gemara says, "Umayshna chelav delokes shalosh dechsev behalin shrei lavin v'lav dezarus." Right, chelav has two that we said before, and the lav of meila hatwasa dam nami. Dam also is included in the pasuk of v'kol zar lo yochal kodesh. So why don't we say, what's the difference between chelav and dam? Gemara says, "Itzrich no, that's not used for meila." Sagra the chamina hove ismai dam mi meila. You see the word on the side. Dam is excluded from Me'ilah. We know the Gemara tells us elsewhere. There's no Isra of Me'ilah by Dam. Lismai Mizarus. So maybe we should also exclude it from the Isra of Zarus. Kamash Malan, Hekesha. Kamash Malan, we compare it to Chelev. Right? And that's why you don't have the extra one. You don't have the extra one. Good. Elo Rabbanan Hekesha Lamayasa. So is there, do you use the Hekesh of Dam and Chelev for anything according to the Rabbanan? Use it for Rabbi Yehuda. What about according to the Rabbanan? Miboy lei lekidetanya kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelu. Ma chelav miyuchad shechel bo chalak mibsaro. Just if chelav, which is miyuchad, that chelav and the butt and the flesh are two different isurin. Vei mitzar from zemzem, they're not mitzareif. The isur of chelav is not mitzareif. So avdam shedamo chalak mibsaro. So to the isur of dam only applies to where the dam is separated from the flesh of the being that it is part of. Meaning, what does that exclude? Otzi dam shratzim. Shratzim, there's no separate isur of dam. It's just part. There's no separate blood by the shratzim. Ho, ve'in dam and chalag mibsaron mitzarif. And the dam and the basar of a sheretz can be mitzarif to the shear of what is usar. Right? The bottom rashi on the bottom right. Yatsu shratzim idina hekesh azeh. Ho, ve'in dam and chalag mibsaron. She'in a musar al daman. Mishum dam el mishum sheretz. There's no separate Isser of Dam when it comes to Shratzim. So the Gemara says, good, and that's what you use the Hekesh for. So, but you don't need the Hekesh for that. You learn it from elsewhere. V'zelachem ha-tamei, we made al dam ha-sheretz, v'ha-sheretz, and mitzarfim zem zeh. V'zelachem ha-tamei includes that the dam of the sheretz and the sheretz, the basar, is mitzarif. So yila v'keisha, sada v'chamina, hanimilu l'tuma, for the shear of tuma sheretz. Avo la'achila emalo, I wouldn't have known the Isser of eating a sheretz. Ashmina and hekesha la'achila. That's why you need the Hekesh even for the achila. One more line. Amar avina, hilkach, dam nachash u'bisaru mitzarfin. So the blood of a nachash and his basar is also mitzarif. Why? Maika mashmal and hainu akesha, isn't that the hekesh? So my answer is no. That's not. A nachash is not one of the shrasim. Sakada the chamina sheretz is rabbi latumis rabbi lachila. Nachash to lois rabbi latum, lois rabbi lachila. A nachash is not one of the shrasim. Kamashmal and akesha, komili dein dama chalag mi bisaru mashma. Any animal whose dam is not chalak from its basar is included, even if it's not one of the shrasim that are mitame. Right? We mentioned in the past, Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini, why isn't a snake one of the shrasim? Right? A snake is the worst symbol. So the answer is, we don't want you to think twice before killing the snake. Therefore, is it tame? Not make me mitame. It doesn't make you tame. Just get rid of it. And derachecha darchei noam. Goes on the list, that's what the Rabbeinu Bachai says there in Parsha Shmini, and that's why a snake is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Yom Rava. We'll get into the different types of dam. There are some types of dam that are Asur Daraisa with a Chi of Kares, some dam Asur Daraisa without a Chi of Kares, some not Asur Daraisa. Again, this every one of these Isurim requires its own discussion, but we'll have to leave that for now. Okay, we'll stop here.